WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
Monarchs and Milkweed, where are we at in 2024? I'm Greta Solbrig from Green Iowa AmeriCorps. Summer is typically the time when Midwesterners experience the beautiful phenomenon of monarch butterfly migration. However, this year, some community members have noticed a shocking lull in sightings. Scientists have long held concern about declines in monarch populations within the past few decades, yet something about this year seems different in the Quad City area. One of the most important actions that a conservationist can take to help protect this species is to plant milkweed, the monarch's host plant. Despite willful efforts from concerned citizens, butterfly habitat in the Midwest could use great improvement. John Duvichonk, a retired biologist from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, says there has been a noticeable lack of monarch activity on his property. John states that he has numerous mature milkweed plants, yet, in casual conversation with other people in town who have pollinator gardens, some gardens did not have any emergence of common milkweed. Similarly, Janet Moline, a retired Rock Island science teacher, says, "We've seen fewer eggs. Our common milkweed is less plentiful too." According to Endangered Species Act listings, the monarch is not classified as endangered, but rather warranted but precluded. This listing typically means that the species meets endangered qualifications, yet other species are given greater priority. Many members from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have suggested in recent years that the population decline warrants an immediate change to the monarch's classification. Conclusive data affirms that this past winter, overwintering populations in Mexico were much lower than in previous years, which causes concern. Even those with extensive coverage of native plants are noticing the drop in numbers. Bob Klevenstein, a retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife biologist, says native butterflies of all species have been absent from his pollinator gardens. "When availability is not the question, we need to be looking elsewhere," Bob explains. While monarch populations are somewhat resilient due to their high rate of reproduction, it is important to note that weather severity maintains a prominent role in population predictions. MonarchWatch.org has detailed data with various metrics used to monitor population health, and years with unusual weather severity seem to coincide with unusual population patterns. As the public takes greater notice of these changes, we turn to predictions of our future climate. Have you noticed monarchs this summer? Let us know at gsolbrig@riveraction.org.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.